want Windows to be your home, not just for developing apps for Windows, but for developing apps for all devices.
Good morning and welcome to Build 2016. It is the mobility of the human experience across all the devices and all the computing in our lives.
We want Windows to be home for developers. Desktop App Converter. We're making it easy for developers to bring the more than 16 million Win32 and .NET apps to the Windows Store. The Bash Shell is coming to Windows.
Customers are more engaged than ever before, spending over 75 billion hours on Windows 10.
I'm pleased to announce Xbox Dev Mode, giving developers the ability to convert their retail Xbox One into a development kit.
Windows 10 has been out for 8 months, and it's already being actively used by over 270 million people.
We're going to be making Xamarin available at no extra charge to every Visual Studio customer.
We are releasing Visual Studio Update 2 and a preview of the Anniversary SDK. We really want all devs to be able to quickly and easily integrate Ink into their experiences and make the pen come alive.
Because not only do we get to dream of the future, we get to build the future. I can't wait to see what you dream up and what you build. Thank you so very, very much. Have a fantastic build.
I'm Jimmy, and I build for Windows.
Hi, my name is Umesh Patel, and I build for Windows.
Hi, my name is Megan.
Hi, my name is Mark.
And I build for Windows.
Last year, we introduced hosted web apps. This allows developers to easily bring their web experiences to the Windows Store. They can leverage their existing web investments and at the same time get full access to native capabilities like Cortana, Bluetooth, Ink, and more. This is resonating with our web community. We've seen lots of highly rated web apps submitted to the Windows Store, including American Express, Yahoo Mail, Zulily, and more. However, when we talked with web developers, they still struggled with using Windows as their primary dev box, as many of them have workflows which rely on open source command line tools, scripts, and frameworks. We're going to fix that so Windows can be your home. So today, I am so excited to announce the Bash Shell is coming to Windows. The real Bash is coming to Windows. This is not a VM. This is not cross-compiled tools. This is native Ubuntu Linux binaries running on Windows through the magic of a new Windows subsystem. We've partnered with Canonical to deliver this great console experience, which you'll be able to download directly from the Windows Store. Inside of Bash, you have access to the native file system, VT100 support, SSH, and all of your favorite command line tools. So here I have an application that I've built. I'm just going to launch it here. Now, one of the great things about native applications is the ability to really harness the power of the GPU and build stunning and, more importantly, differentiated user experiences for your apps. We've added hardware-accelerated 60 frames per second animation and effects. These effects bring richer and more immersive designs that create a sense of depth, layering, and fluidity, which help make your apps more delightful and intuitive to use. So in my app, I've implemented just a few of these, and I want to show you. So the first one here is a blur effect. As I move my fingers, I get this blur that is synchronized to my fingers in perfect harmony here, absolutely no glitches, and just looks stunning. It's layered, and it's all in real time. It's nothing faked up. We also have the ability to do mouse-based effects here, or just any kind of animated effects to add layer. So as I move my mouse, I get these bars in this chart. And you can see that as I hover one, I get this layer, and I kind of get a great feel for how the actual bars there and the actual graphics here. So, when I showed these to some of my designers, I can't tell you how excited they were with these new GPU effects and what they'll be able to go do with their designs.
We're elated to announce, and we couldn't be more proud, that today, March 30th, 2016, Microsoft HoloLens, the first and still the only untethered holographic computer, will start shipping to our Windows developers and to our enterprise partners.
Our journey starts right here, right now, with all of you, our creators, our dreamers, our Windows developers.
Sure, we love you, man.
I love you, man.
With HoloLens dev kits about to go out into the world, we asked the community, what would you want us to build? After submitting more than 5,000 ideas, you voted for Galaxy Explorer.
We've invited you into the process of brainstorming, prototyping, and developing for HoloLens.
Galaxy Explorer is a jumping-off point for developing for HoloLens. So you can actually download all of our source code and see how we incorporated gaze, gesture, voice, spatial sound, and spatial mapping, and then use that directly in your own projects.
We wanted to show you how we actually develop apps. Through videos and blog posts, we let you into our development process. We also brought in a Share Your Idea contributor to take a look at Galaxy Explorer and give us feedback from the community.
Seems like there's so many possibilities you could have for building apps. I want to push creative boundaries and just see what it's capable of doing.
There's still so much more you can add to the app. Now, we want to see what ideas you come up with.
Today, we're releasing the app and the source code to you.
You can extend the source code, or you can use it as inspiration for your own amazing ideas.
Now that HoloLens is here, we can't wait to see what you create.
From individual developers to customers like Volvo, Autodesk, and Trimble, thousands of people have experienced HoloLens over the last year, dreaming about holographic experiences that eventually become pilots and ultimately become real experiences deployed in production that change the way we work, communicate, learn, and play. Take BlueScope Buildings as an example. They are rethinking the entire construction planning process from first pitch through groundbreaking development. Or take Japan Airlines, on the other hand. They have a vision for holographic computing that will impact every area of their training and operations. Now, these are just two examples of companies and organizations of all shapes and sizes across a wide range of industries who are piloting amazing universal Windows applications created specifically for mixed reality in our new holographic landscape. But pilots and proof of concepts, eventually moving to production. Last year here at Build, Professor Mark Griswold joined me on stage. And we showed you a proof of concept where we use HoloLens to innovate on how medical students learn. At the same time, Case Western Reserve University and the Cleveland Clinic broke ground in the construction of their brand new medical school, a facility, an amazing facility, that will use HoloLens as a key part of their curriculum. Now, over the last 12 months, this proof of concept has moved into production. And today, I am honored to have Dr. Pamela Davis, Dean of Case Western Reserve University School of Medicine, and two of our team members, Henry and Jeff, join us to tell us more about teaching medicine with HoloLens. Welcome. Dr. Davis, thank you for joining us on stage.
Good morning. At Case Western Reserve, our motto is, think beyond the possible. And today, we and the Cleveland Clinic are constructing a state of the future health education campus. Within this building, our students will learn using the most forward-looking educational programs. HoloLens is a key part of this. Now, last year, we showed a few things that we thought might be possible with HoloLens. Since October, we've had a small team of three computer programmers turning our ideas into reality. Today, we're going to show you some of our work on our holographic anatomy program, an example of the hours of curricular content that we have created. Now, anatomy is all about mastering the complex systems in the body. And you can see from the digestive system here that there are a lot of parts in a small space. And students need to understand not only how these parts fit together, but how they work together. Henry, can you tell us which organ in the body aids in digestion and also makes insulin?
Yes, that would be the pancreas. It can be a little hard to see it behind the stomach here.
Well, thankfully, with HoloLens, it's really easy to get the best view of things.
Now, another area that's difficult for our students to fully grasp is the nervous system. HoloLens can make this much easier by improving our interactive learning beyond the single classroom. Professor Mark Griswold can teach us about the anatomy of the brain, even though he's in Cleveland. Let's show you how this works. Are you there, Mark?
I am. Hi, Pam. Hi, everybody. Welcome to our new classroom. This is our new system that allows me to teach and interact with you even though I'm not there at Build. I'll tell you, this feels really natural. The three of us can see each other as we're talking, which makes us feel connected. And even though you can only see my head and hands, you get a sense of my body language. This is really changing what it means to be in class.
Mark, let's show them the white matter tracts. These tracts act like superhighways, allowing messages to travel from one part of the brain to another. This example comes from an MRI scan of a real patient from the laboratory of Professor Cameron McIntyre at Case Western Reserve University.
It's critical that our students know how these structures relate to one another. I can tell you I've looked at data sets like this for over 10 years, and I never fully understood their 3D structure until I saw them in HoloLens. Let's say we have a patient with a brain tumor, which we're showing here with this red area. Hey, Jeff and Henry, can you see how this tumor intersects the light blue tract, but not the green tract or the yellow one? This allows us to predict the impact of this tumor on the patient's symptoms and their outcomes after surgery.
This could impact the occipital lobe back here, which may harm the patient's vision.
It might also influence the parietal lobe here, which would affect their sense of touch.
The quicker our students learn facts like these, the more time they have to think with them. We are teaching them to think like a doctor. Thanks, Mark, for joining us today.
Bye, everybody.
Being untethered and able to walk around 3D holographic content gives our students a real advantage. Students have commented that a 15-minute session with HoloLens could have saved them dozens of hours in the cadaveric lab. When we have only 4 short years to train them, this is extremely valuable. We're so grateful to Microsoft for giving us the opportunity to develop this technology, and we can't wait to collaborate with others using HoloLens to think and to see beyond the possible.
Just amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Wow. Now, NASA was our first partner, and they have also made incredible progress over the last year. They have developed several applications that are already deployed in production. Let's take a quick look.
At NASA, we're excited to apply mixed reality technologies to the challenges we're facing in space exploration. Through a collaboration with Microsoft, we're building applications to support engineers responsible for the design and assembly of spacecraft, astronauts working on the International Space Station, and scientists are now using our Mars tool, OnSite, in mission operations.
OnSite's a powerful tool for our scientists and engineers to explore Mars. But because we always felt it shouldn't remain only within NASA, we've taken the core of OnSite and made an amazing experience that allows the public to explore the Red Planet. We call this new experience Destination Mars.
Mars can be a lonely place, so we've created holographic captures of an astronaut and a member of the Curiosity rover team to be our guides on this journey. And this gave us an opportunity to immortalize a hero.
Hi there, I'm Buzz Aldrin.
We're looking forward to opening the Destination Mars exhibit at the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex in summer 2016. We can't wait to share this journey with the world.
Let's go to Mars.
And here's the best part. Oh, thank you. And here's my favorite part. NASA brought Destination Mars here to the Build Conference so that all of you, our Windows developers, can be the first people in the world to view Mars from the same perspective as NASA scientists work in today. HoloLens starts shipping today. Mark, thank you. Marking another great step on our journey of interacting with computers in ever more personal ways. My ask of all of you is to actually join us and help us create this new reality. Our partners have done exactly that over the last 12 months, and the progress is nothing short of spectacular. So let me leave you today with a snapshot of their tremendous creativity. I hope to see all of you this week here at Build. Thank you.